New York City is an extremely strategic city in the kingdom of God. 180 different languages are represented in this city. It's the fourth largest city in the world, one of the most ethnically diverse cities in the world, largest city in the United States. It's the crossroads of the world. We're right here in the middle of Manhattan. We have the World Trade Center, international banking, international commerce. 56 million people visit New York City every single year. 12 million of them from outside the country. A city of immigrants, a city of visitors, and an opportunity to touch the entire world. The Lord gave us an opportunity to share not only the gospel of God, but really the love of God through beneficial deeds. In Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 18, the Bible says that God shows His love by giving food and clothes. And that's why Jesus said, don't be anxious about what you'll eat or wear, because your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. That's why James says that your religion's worthless if you can tell someone to be warmed and be filled. And that theology of the love of God, we're seeing demonstrated here in the ministry. And so we have been collecting donations from the local Trader Joe's store here in our city. And we begin to distribute it to the elderly and the poor, the widows, people that are low income, people that are working and yet don't have sufficient income to provide for all of their needs. And yet, if you can only provide food without getting them the gospel, then we don't understand what God said also in Deuteronomy when it said, God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so we have coupled the giving of God's gospel and the sharing of the word of God with the love of God through beneficial deeds. When we began these evangelistic services, they were all in English. And we started to discover something, that many of the people coming to these services were not understanding or hearing the gospel. And so we have the problem. We speak English. A quarter of New York City speaks Spanish. The largest Asian population outside of Asia living in New York City. So how do they reach them? They're coming to our services. And so we have begun a project. The New York Gospel Ministries is working with Sermon Audio to try to solve this issue that we're facing in the city. We began to partner with a Chinese pastor in Texas and a missionary in Mexico, and they are taping for us video sermons in the Gospel of John. We've asked them to preach evangelistically a sermon in each chapter and then project them on a 9-foot by 16-foot screen in our auditorium during these language services. And our desire is to add additional languages as we have these opportunities with other churches who can help us in our international preaching station efforts. When the Lord left us 2,000 years ago, He gave His people, His church, a command. And His last command must be our first concern. Not only to reach our Jerusalem and our Judea, but the uttermost parts of the world. And the Lord has brought the world to New York City. They're living here. They're visiting here. And this city becomes a unique opportunity for the Church of Jesus Christ to touch the world with us. Our passion is to see that the message of the gift of righteousness in Christ is preached to the world. Come and share our vision. Let us share your burden too. God bless you.